when we are thinking about the sweeteners, we can like easily think about the they will increase or induce the appetite during the like first like phase of the pigs. But not only for the increasing the appetite, some of the like sweeteners also found out that they might inducing some of the hormone, and also they can also inducing some of the nutrient like transport. And then, which is kind of the exciting like stuff that I was like found out during the literature review, because the receptors are not only on the tongue of the animals, but they can also exist in the gut.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at fortivaimpact.com. Kemin invites you to optimize swine health and nutrition. Dive in at kemin.com/swine. DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Essential Ag Solutions, bringing innovative science-based solutions to livestock producers. Barnes is your trusted partner for Colon Plus FC, enzymes, yeast products, and macro minerals. To learn more, visit barnes-na.com/animal nutrition.
Welcome to the Swine Nutrition Black Belt Podcast, the latest swine nutrition research digested for you. I'm your host, Clayton Chastain, and today we have with us Dr. Kwang-Wook Kim, an assistant professor at Michigan State University. So Kwang-Wook, before we get started, would you mind giving the audience a brief introduction about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, I thank you for having me. So I'm Kwang-Wook. So I did my master and the PhD at UC Davis, and then I just ended up my training and then transitioning my position to Michigan State since 2023. So my research focus has been working with the like feed like additives. So majorly focused on the using the disease like challenge model. So once I moved from the UC Davis to the Michigan State, I just continuing my study to see the testing the different like feed additives and trying to also the feed ingredients to like analyze and assess if we can looking for the some of the alternatives antibiotics. So not only the nursery pigs, I want to like kind of expand those kind of research boundary to the guinea pigs and also the sow and then the nursery interactions as well.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I was looking at some of the work that you've been doing at Michigan State, particularly with nursery pigs as well. And I saw you had a recent publication just from about a month ago of using different non-nutritive sweeteners in young pigs just after weaning in particular. Could you tell me a little bit about some of that research that you've been doing in that department?
Yeah, sure. So this is our like very like first like study after like joining as the MSU. So I'm gonna start with the kind of like brief like definition about the non-nutritive sweeteners if you're not familiar with this. So non-nutritive sweeteners, we can also like call them as the like sugar like substitute, which like extremely sweet compounds, and then also they provide a little to like no like calorie value, but like still like used for the widely in the human foods and the beverages such as the Diet Pepsi or the Coke Zero. And then you can also provide 100 to 1,000 times of the sweeteners than the normal like table sugars. So some of the examples, can you like easily recognize, it's gonna be the Splenda or the Stevia, and also the aspartame, and also the, some of the like neotame. And then that unlike like sugars, though, non-nutritive sweeteners, they can provide the energy. And also they can be used only the small amount, the tiny amount. And then they can also stimulate some of the sweet taste receptors.
Gotcha. So when you were setting up a trial for this, like you just listed a bunch. So I guess which ones did you focus on? And then how did you kind of run that? Did you run it against a positive and negative control, or how did you set that trial up?
Yeah, so we tried to like dig up some of the what types of the sweeteners are available. So I believe we didn't like, you know, just count the whole like numbers of the sweeteners, but we found out some of the around like 20 to 30 available non-nutritive sweeteners like available for the feed and then the food. So we did some of the literature review, and then we found out that some of the two like very like interesting like sweeteners. So one is the sucralose, and then another one is the like a neotame. But those like two sweeteners have been used for the dairy nutrition like in a few like publications, but not much in the like a swine like side. So we decide to use like kind of those like two like sweeteners, including the negative control and then the positive control as the antibiotics. So we just want to see how they can be like, comparable to the kind of conventional like antibiotic usage in the nursery diets.
Gotcha. And I was looking at some of the results from those two sweeteners, the sucralose and the neotame. And when I think of sweeteners in swine diets, I mean, I'm typically thinking of just mainly being a palatability effect. But using sweeteners, I mean, there might be a slight difference in taste, but you know, it's going to be fairly similar. But looking at some of the results that you had, it looked like there was a result, different results in terms of like intestinal health benefits, as well as just, you know, the expected growth performance benefits between the two sweeteners as well. So I guess with looking at those two sweeteners, you mentioned that they can provide energy in a way. So I guess in short, what do you think caused the different effect, or what were, I guess, the different effects between those two sweeteners in the diets? And what do you think was the kind of the main mechanistic cause between those?
Yeah, I think that's a really like great point, because when we are thinking about the sweeteners, we can like easily think about the they will increase or induce the appetite during the like first like phase of the pigs. But not only for the increasing the appetite, some of the like sweeteners also found out that they might inducing some of the hormone. And also they can also inducing some of the nutrient like transport, and then which is kind of the exciting like stuff that I was like found out during the literature review, because the receptors are not only on the tongue of the animals, but they can also exist in the gut. So we are trying to look for some of the mechanistic like assessment. So what different types of the sweeteners can like inducing the receptors onto the gut. So that will like help us to kind of deepen the research, how we can use like different types of the sweeteners. So that draw off us for the using the sucralose and neotame, which can be inducing some of the nutrient transport and some other like hormones into the gastrointestinal of the pigs.
Gotcha. And when you look at those two treatments, when you, especially looking at how they influence things like gut barrier function and growth performance, how did those results compare to the positive control with the carbidox involved?
Yeah, so when we are testing the two different like, sweeteners, including the sucralose neotame compared with the positive control, so both like sweetener increase the feed intake as we like expected, because it will enhance the appetite and also to improve the early like growth performance, especially the first like 2 weeks after the weaning. And then the most like, important thing what I found is the reduce about the diarrhea frequency, which is the most like common like symptom after the weaning pigs. So we can like assuming that the both like sweeteners can like increase the gut like stability when they're exposed to weaning stress, and also potential reduction in the medical interventions, not only for the antibiotics, but some other like vaccines or like during some of the potential like a disease as well. And then the not only for the neotame, but also the sucralose can increase the gut-like structures. So we can also assuming that it may help kind of digest like more like nutrients that can be used for the overall like metabolism. And then another thing is that most interesting found that we also like measure some of the metabolic changes in the neotame and also the sucralose. So both of them kind of modulate some of the metabolism related to the amino acid and the lipids. So we can just draw the conclusion, which is that those compounds are not only for the flavor or the increased appetite, but can also influencing the systemic like metabolism and also the enhancing the intestinal morphology, and then also the structures as well.
Kevin calls all swine experts. You already know the key to a profitable swine operation is healthy, productive pigs. Our team of swine experts are driven by curiosity to create science-backed ingredients and solutions that help you maintain feed and water quality, improve intestinal health, optimize nutrition, and eliminate pathogens. Learn more today by diving in at kemen.com/swine.
Gotcha. And when you look at this compared to the carbidox treatment, did it stack up pretty well? And then also, I know this wasn't a part of this specific study, but could you like also combine this with the carbidox and then see some sort of interaction effect that might be like kind of like a, not exactly a double the benefit, but something to that degree? Do you think that would be expected, or are the pathways kind of conflicting, I guess, biologically?
Yeah, I think that's a really great point. So for our like study design, we just use like kind of like single like compound for like each like treatments, which is the sweetener versus the antibiotics. But I think they're like major role. I mean, the major reason why we are adding those kind of reducing the like stress response. But as we all know that they're like work like differently. So our like first like goal is that trying to enhance the appetite and also trying to get the pigs to the like feeders more like familiar to like eat the fish, which is kind of unfamiliar from the like sow's milk to the new diet. And then when you're thinking about the combining those like carbidose, which is gonna can help us to the anti-inflammatory effects, and then some other positive impact as known as the antibiotics effect, and also combining with the enhancing the appetite and also providing some of the intestinal like development, they may causing some of the synergetic effect, I believe.
Well, I believe that's all the time we have. So thank you, Quang Wu, for coming on the show and sharing all the results of your research with us.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yep, and to everyone else, thank you for listening to the Swine Nutrition Black Belt podcast. Please visit us at swinenutritionblackbelt.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast channel so you won't miss out on the next episode. See you next week.